we have Karen Donnelly. She is running for the 105th District. She used to serve as the state's attorney for LaSalle, and she currently serves as an attorney in Grundy County. Karen, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Kat. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
So we're just going to dive in, do some questions. We had Mike Kirkton on yesterday to talk about the 105th. It's a big district. It includes northern parts of Normal, so that's kind of our listening area there. And then we've got Lexington, and then goes up into a little bit northern part of central Illinois. So, Karen, I guess my first question, why run?
Well, that is a good question, Kat. And why run? This is something I hadn't really thought about much, but I was approached by members of the HRO and asked me if I would ever consider running. And after I thought about it, I decided that it was probably the right time to do this because people have to have a choice. And that was one of my frustrations going to the ballot box, is a lot of times there was no choice. So I talked to my family, and we decided this was the right time, and I would go ahead and do this.
I know we were talking a little bit about law enforcement and criminal justice reform, and being an attorney, you get to kind of see the inner workings, the meat being made of criminal justice reform. So what are some of the things you'd like to hit as a state representative, and how would your work as a state's attorney and a Grundy County attorney kind of translate over?
Well, my background is my bachelor's degree was in social and criminal justice. So I did a lot of work in it, not just the criminal justice aspect, but about social justice and about how you bring about change and how you keep people out of the criminal justice system. So I do have that knowledge of the criminal justice reform and what we do as prosecutors, what we do as anybody who works in the criminal justice system. What is the purpose? What are we trying to accomplish? And I think one of the big things we're trying to do is make the community safe. And I do believe that is an important issue to the Heartland. And I think my knowledge in the criminal justice system will carry over and hopefully make our community safer in this new 105th district. And I've worked alongside law enforcement now for many years. I've developed good relationships. I still maintain relationships with many of the officers in LaSalle County, and they bring to me their concerns. And as state's attorney, you can't do much with that. But as a state representative, hopefully I can make a difference and help law enforcement.
And I guess my other question would be the whole ending. So we've got this Safety Act, and I'd imagine some of the concerns that they're bringing forward to you are these criminal reform bills that are coming out of, you know, Springfield. What are the problems with these kinds of bills, and how would you kind of redraw or redraft up these legislation or like these legislative? And what do you think about a lot of, you know, Chicago Democrats or Democrats or even some Republicans will draw up these bills and bring them forward onto the, you know, House floor, and they've got things to do with like ending cash bail and use of force policy and things like that. So what would be your ideal kind of legislation, and do you have qualms with the legislation that's being proposed now?
Well, there's absolutely problems with the legislation because that legislation suits Cook County. It doesn't serve the Heartland. And what I'm hearing from officers over and over and over is the no cash bail. We can't let Kim Fox's catch and release program hit the Heartland because this new criminal justice reform with the no cash bail, we're starting to see it. Judges are already starting to not necessarily implement it as it's drawn, but the bail amount has significantly been reduced. I've noticed it from going from LaSalle County to Grundy County and what you're seeing now. So these people are getting released over and over, and it's a catch-and-release program. Mm. They get out, they offend again, and it's just a never-ending cycle. And some of these offenders are very violent, and that's something that the legislators never took into account. Come talk to the people that it impacts. Come talk to the prosecutors. Come talk to law enforcement. Ask them what their thoughts are. So this totally needs to be redrawn, because the Democratic way of doing this, criminal justice reform, is another phrase for letting the bad guys go. And if that's their version of criminal justice reform, I'm not going to support that. We have to be realistic in what we are doing. And these unfunded mandates about body cameras and everything, you're going to see a lot of these small-town law enforcement agencies shut their doors because they can't do the body cameras. They can't support where they have to store the data, how they have to redact the information. That's stuff we're fighting with right now in Grundy County. Who's responsible for redacting the information from those body cameras? If there's a juvenile on film, you have to black out their faces. Their identity cannot be known. Mm. If there are people in there, you know, that's some of the issues that Springfield never considered when they passed this legislation, and that is a problem.
Right. That brings me kind of to my next question. So there has been a few news stories come out in the state of Illinois regarding DCFS. And I know that the director was under fire because of, I think it was two kids that were supposed to be placed into the foster system, and they were kind of just in limbo, or like that they weren't being placed. And then we had a DCFS worker. I think he was shot.
I believe he was stabbed.
Stabbed. That's it. Yeah, he was stabbed. And it was just such a horrifying story. It was so sad, where he just goes in for this checkup with this family, and then he just was stabbed. So how would you kind of fix DCFS? And is there problems with Illinois' DCFS in comparison to other states?
There is an absolute problem with our DCFS. And the director was actually held in contempt. And that is a mechanism we've considered using in Grundy County, because so many of these things, and it has to do with placement. I'm a juvenile attorney in Grundy County, and we have to place these children, and there are no facilities. And I have the investigators, the caseworkers from DCFS come to me in tears, because some of the children are not able to be housed, and they're put into places that are not serving them well at all, that can possibly make their behaviors worse, and there's nothing we can do about it. And the judge just said, why don't we hold them in contempt? Why don't you call them into court, subpoena them, get them into Grundy County Court, and we will make them find a bed. And for us to have to go that route to call in a director, but that's a tool that we will absolutely use. But DCFS is broken, and it needs fixed. And you can ask any DCFS worker that question. There are a lot of good caseworkers and investigators out there for DCFS, and they care deeply about their job. But it starts from the top. And when you've got their own director being held in contempt, that speaks volumes that this system needs to be fixed.
Right. And I don't know. I think there was a juvenile detention center that went up in central Illinois. I think it was Pekin or somewhere around here in central Illinois, but that's a detention center. This would be a completely different overall, where you build facilities for children who are in the foster care system or who have to go into the DCFS type system because, you know, parents and abuse and things like that.
And the juvenile detention facilities isn't for these kids. These kids need help.
Yes.
And that's where they need the placement, where they can get help, mental health care. And that is something else that Illinois is totally lacking in, is mental health care.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess one more question, and then we're coming up against a break. But another question I had was, how do you feel about the Chicago Democrats? And I mean, we're in a very, very small minority, and you're running as a Republican, correct? Right? I have that right. And
you are correct.
How would you work with the Democrats that are in Springfield right now? Because it seems like a lot of legislators, they can't even get anything pushed through because they're in the minority.
And that I have seen time and time again, and I hear that from my fellow Republican, you know, representatives, and it is going to be a concern, and it will probably always be a concern. But you do have to reach across the aisle, try to work together to get some of these things passed. And challenges are always welcome. And I do believe it would be a challenge to go down there, but I can't believe that these Democrats would be so oppositional to any positions taken by a Republican. I don't think it should be a Republican-Democrat issue. It should be a safety issue. It should be an issue that you work together on to find the solution. And I will do whatever it takes to work with the Democrats. You know, I've had to do that as a prosecutor. I've had to work with defense lawyers to find the best solution. As a juvenile prosecutor, you reach out to DCFS and you try to come to the best solution. So it's give and take and it's compromise. And like I said, I have no problem reaching out to them, but if they don't buy into what I'm trying to sell, I'll still push for it. I have no problem pushing.
Yeah. All right, Karen. Well, thank you so much. And how can people find out more about you, and where can they go to learn more about your campaign and all of your positions on issues?
Well, we are working with a team to create a website, so that will be coming up shortly. Right now, I am on Facebook, that they can find me there. My phone number was on my press release, so if anybody has any questions, that's my personal cell number. They are welcome to call me at any time. And as the campaign progresses, I will release more information about how to get in contact with me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Karen. This is Karen Donnelly, and she's running for the 105th District as a Republican. Thanks so much.